Our next batch of stories include Markings at a Dangerous Roundabout Give New Hope Over a Revamp, and a dialysis patient thanks a city pub for rushing to her rescue.
Long-awaited proposals for a £4.4 million revamp of one of Norwich's most notorious roundabouts are being worked up and should be unveiled within months. Markings have appeared on the Heartsease roundabout as council bosses continue to put together plans for major changes at this busy junction. Campaigners have long called for changes to be made to the roundabout, and it is listed among projects earmarked for improvements using the £32 million Transforming Cities government money awarded to the County Council for a string of transport projects. A year ago, council officers said they were considering whether it could be turned into a Dutch-style roundabout. Such schemes have parallel cycle and zebra crossings on each arm, giving pedestrians and cyclists priority over drivers. The council said last summer that a preferred scheme would be revealed later in 2021, but so far those plans have not materialised. However, the council has said draft proposals due to go out for public consultation later this year will include improvements to crossings on all arms of the roundabout.
Sir David Attenborough has given his stamp of approval to Norfolk's Go-Go Discover Trail after learning one of the T-Rex sculptures was inspired by his love of the natural world. The national treasure and world-famous naturalist is the inspiration for Sir Davidsaurus, one of the 55 T-Rex sculptures in the Norwich area that feature alongside 24 mammoths scattered across the county to raise vital funds for Brake. The dinosaur is designed by Norwich artist Faye Rackham and features 56 different species. She wrote to her sculpture's namesake and her hero to tell him about her artwork and the meaning behind it. 2 days later, she received a handwritten letter from the man himself, from his home in Surrey, describing the sculpture as a truly extraordinary concept and a compliment without parallel. "I couldn't believe it when I opened the envelope," explains Mrs. Rackham. "I expected it to be a standard letter from his team, but to receive something so personal and from someone that I have admired since I was very young was just incredible and completely overwhelming. I was brought to tears."
Plush new pads could be built around above a new city centre supermarket, formerly home to Topshop. Morrison's is set to open in Haymarket in 2023, and now plans have been submitted to Norwich City Council for 13 new apartments on the first floor of the 0.42-acre freehold site. PPR Estates is listed as the applicant for plans after the property investor confirmed the acquisition of the building last October. Each home would be self-contained with cooking, bathroom, sleeping and recreational areas. Morrison's has confirmed it will be opening a new store in the ground floor of the building, complete with deli counters.
A Norwich woman suffering with kidney failure has thanked bar staff who raced to her aid during the heatwave. Jane Watkin fell ill during the pandemic and was diagnosed with kidney failure, and since then she has had dialysis 3 times a week. The small business owner said, "Some people's kidneys fail over time, but mine failed within a week. When it first happened, I thought I was going to get better, but once your kidneys go, they go." She recounted, "During the pandemic, I blacked out in a supermarket. However, because people were so scared of COVID, they just walked around me as I lay on the floor. Then, 12 weeks ago, Jane passed out at the top of her stairs and woke with 2 fractured vertebrae in her spine. So it was an unexpected bonus when Jane felt unwell in the city and people rushed to help her." The Perfect Pamper business owner said, "I was on my way to meet a friend when I came over really faint. I knew I needed to sit down and rehydrate, and the closest place to me was the Lamb Inn. I managed to get in and order a glass of water. There were a couple of people who were nurses, and they were concerned about Jane, so they spoke to the staff. Jane said, the bar staff put me on a sofa, got me some water and a fan, and kept checking on me. They were really attentive, and it just made me feel like they really cared. so I would like to say thank you very much to the staff at the Lamb Inn. They don't just pull pints, they really do care about their customers.